on to item number 7.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the Milwaukee County Accountability Program. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right.
Morning.
Good morning, Director Huanta. We do have a card from Eric Weaver from Running Rebels. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, this information report. I've asked Mr. Weaver to join us as the running members is our primary community partner in this program. As the board is aware, this program was initiated through board approval at the end of 2012, became fully operational at the beginning of 2013. We have currently about 30 youth have gone through the program, are participating in the program, and we're here to answer any questions that you may have. What we can tell you is that we learned a lot in the program. We believe that youth are doing well in the first two phases of the program, which is held in secure detention. However, we're having it's becoming more problematic in success as we reintegrate back into the community. And we're trying to respond to that. I want to mention that our partners in this endeavor is the Milwaukee Public Schools, Wauwatosa Public Schools, Running Rebels, ourselves, and the judiciary. They've been very supportive of the program.
Thank you. Supervisor Stumper?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I thought it was 40 youth, Tom. It's 30?
Not 40, not yet. Not yet. The most we can have at any one time. Right now the most we could have in one time was 15.
Okay.
We have now up to 28 as we adjusted as we've gone along.
Okay. So, Mr. Weaver, how's it going?
It's going fairly well. I think our programming in the first two phases is actually growing very, very rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a really good job of being able to take these young people who and just to kind of help everybody understand what the population is. I mean, we're talking about young people who have been chronically noncompliant in just about some aspect of their life in large comparison. I would say the majority of them, about 3 years or more. And not only are they noncompliant, but their families are noncompliant despite the number of services that are around them. We've been able to take those young people and refocus them, increase their academic output, improve their behavior, and improve their expectations of themselves. Our biggest obstacle is that if you take young people who, let's just be honest, I mean, this population has struggled, and we've kind of become, I think, complacent in some aspects as a community in terms of what we expect from them. We put them back into a community that doesn't expect them to be successful. So some of the placements that were available to them when it comes to academics, when it came to some of the support services, we were talking to people who didn't expect these young people to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that has started to change. We've gotten a great deal of response based on the performance and the effort that these young people have been willing to put in coming out of that 180-day stay.
Okay.
We've increased not only their academic output, we've increased their ability to take part in and their willingness to take part in some of the other subsidized services that are available in the community. Our first 12 group of 12, 50% of them participated in summer and work employment programs. One of that group of 12 went on to be a tremendous representative of what these populations do when supported and take part in the GPS program, which is a collaboration between corporations and NPS, certain NPS public schools. We've also had a large number of youth continue to go on, and even some of them find employment for themselves. So they've been a lot more. There's been a lot of different ways to measure success here than I think we even imagined in the initial start of this program. We've got a young man on the pod now who's read 70 books in less than 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the buy-in and the engagement there.
Right, right. And also, you had a recognition. One of the Rebels had a recognition or awards dinner, right?
Did have a graduation. We wanted to make a really big deal of the graduations for these young men just because of, like I said, we learned of what some of the challenges were. It is truly a challenge for them to complete this process.
Okay.
So we invited representatives from just about every entity that had been involved. And I think we did get some representation, and it was just to come out, and it only lasted about 30 minutes, but just to give them an opportunity to speak to everybody about what the experience had been and for us to kind of champion their cause.
Okay. So is it a graduation process when you were successful, or is it just...
Yeah, that was our first one. Successful. That was our graduation. They actually got trophies. We had a little dinner, a big spread. We invited them and their families to attend. For all the graduates, we actually got 100% participation from the families, which was really great. I mean, they brought brothers, sisters, everybody. PO showed up. The school principal showed up from Wauwatosa. Teachers, I mean, we lots and lots of buy-in from, just understanding who those who were supportive and helped them get that far.
Great. Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Bowen, Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for your service and this important work. I'm looking at the report and also noticing the engagement with parents sometimes is tough. Can you explain what the experience has been like for the young people that don't have parents that are engaged yet?
We literally had, I think we've had maybe four parents out of 30 or so referred youth or who have participated. We've had maybe about four parents who you would say are willing to step up and take on the basic parental role, which is, yes, my child can come back and live here when they return to the community, and yes, I'll participate in whatever that program requires me to do, and I'll wake the kid up and say, hey, go to school. Mm-hmm. The majority of our parents, unfortunately, are parents who are either, I'm tired of this and I don't want to do this anymore, I've got my own issues and involvement with these people may cause problems for me. A significant percentage have been permissive and maybe even involved in criminal activity and supportive of what their youth have been doing in the past. So parent response is not something that we've been able to rely on, which is one of the reasons we've had to appeal so heavily to the other supporting parties.
Okay.
If I could just share too, the couple times that I've been out to the pod to visit with these young men and to talk with them, I remember specifically one time I asked, and the dorm was full. I said, "How many of you guys could lift the phone up right now and call your dad if you needed to?" And I had one young man who raised his hand and said he could do that. Mm-hmm. So, and then of that particular group. There were, I believe, three young men who were either fathers or were in the process of becoming fathers. And so I took that home with me, and that's unfortunately just a reality for these young men. So
I'd like to add something, if I may, Madam Chair. Another problem that has developed, and it's we have to take ownership of it. As a department and as a program, is that sometimes we put these kids in situations they can't succeed.
Right.
We got to ensure we have to become more of an advocate for my department as to what academic placement they're going to be in.
Right.
We work with these kids for up to 180 days, indicating to them, you got to make good choices, and good choices mean who are you going to hang around with and who are you going to be with. Mm-hmm. And then we end up putting them in a program, which is predominantly with youth who have been difficulties in the community or during the school. And they put a lot of pressure on these kids to conform with their expectations as opposed to our expectations.
Right.
So some of it is learning on our part, too.
Right.
So I just want to indicate that as a department, we have to take some ownership sometimes on some of the negatives that goes on.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that I like about this program is that it does show these young men the potential that they do have. And I know that with the 40 books, we had an amazing, every time I go, we have this amazing conversation about these 40 books that these young men have to read and how they went in there with the mindset that they absolutely just could not do it. And I remember as an adult, like, I don't remember the last time I sat down and read, like, a full book. And so, to me, that was amazing. And then them just watching their progress and the increase in their grades and their attitudes was just awesome. The other thing I like about this is that, you know, a lot of times as elected officials, and I think the sheriff has been very vocal about this, is the fact that when we used to send these kids off to the state system, when they come back, we don't have the tracking mechanism in place that we need, the supports in place that we need. And now with this program, we really do. And so regardless of what the outcomes are, and although our outcomes have been overall very good, you know, we're still able to say, this kid, this kid, this kid. And so I think that's a positive. And I'm sorry, Supervisor Bowen, you still have the floor.
No, that's completely fine, Madam Chair. I resonate with your sentiments. I did get a chance to attend the graduation and meet two of the young men that graduated who were extremely happy at their progress and their huge trophies that they attained, that they deserve after completing the program. And, you know, very encouraging that they're focused to do the right thing with parents, as you said, and family members that are pushing them to. So I'm interested to work with stakeholders, and I also had a question about wraparound dollars. I did see that one of the individuals was discharged in place with wraparound, and the 16 youth that have been discharged from the program. But are the young people that are in the program, did they get access to wraparound services as well?
They would, Madam Chair, Supervisor Bowen. They would if they meet the criteria for wraparound services. It's also not unusual for youth who have been in wraparound to go into the MCAP program. Mm-hmm. And then if they go for the first 180 days doing well, a lot of times it would behold us to put them back into the wraparound services to get that with continuing with Running Rebels. Mm-hmm. Because with the Running Rebels, the key component of that is the tracking services they provide, mm-hmm. that the mentor, we call them tractors, but they're really mentors with those youth. They're seeing those kids daily in the community. And as evidence has shown, that's probably one of the most effective programs for reducing recidivism is the mentoring program and academic improvement and lack of gang involvement, et cetera.
Okay. And there's a term called co-actors in the report. Right. Can you explain that?
Yes. What we learned through this process, and Mr. Weaver can talk in more detail since he actually interacts with you on a daily basis. What we have learned in this process is that we should not have too many co-offenders, youth who did the same offense together in the program. It has a, I don't know what I'll call it, a ghost effect or something like that, but we have found that sometimes what we're training on might be even hardening their or strengthening their relationship, their negative relationships, when you have co-actors together. We're learning some of these skills. And so I'll defer to Mr. Weaver to explain a little further.
Yeah, just to get more in detail, the situation that we, in specific, that brought this to our attention was we ended up with six members of, and believe it, I think it actually, I don't think it was intentional that it happened.
Right.
We actually ended up with six young men who would identify themselves later as a part of a similar gang and had been co-actors in multiple criminal acts for over the last year and a half. And the issue is that when we sit and we, as a group, delve into the root of our criminality, we actually found out that we had the person who identified himself as the leader. And the tools that we use to measure their thinking process and whether or not it's root, now, believe it or not, the leader, his scores went down in terms of his criminal thinking. However, his ability to manipulate and those who wanted to be followers actually went up. They found new ways to impress, new ways to fit in, and it carried over once they moved out into the community. We did make efforts to turn that into a positive. There was an extensive effort to collaborate with the Milwaukee Police Department and even the district attorney at one point, just because we found out to what extent we had kind of latched into something. We used the information that we had in a good way, but we know that we cannot put young men who have extensive knowledge of each other, who are willing to support that negative behavior, negative thought process, and each other's criminal activity into that process together, because it's virtually impossible to individualize. And then we also strengthen that bond because they've gone through this process together, and once they get back into the community, they're most readily willing and able to support moving beyond, you know, not being successful.
Gotcha.
Madam Chair, I want to add that. You got to realize that for the first 180 days, they're living together 24/7.
Right.
So anyone who's got with bond.
Yeah.
So we've made proper adjustments to make sure that it does not happen anymore, even just making sure that we go much farther back into who the co-actors were, mm-hmm. to make sure that we have an opportunity to individualize these youth and give them the best opportunity for success. So
yeah. And I'll follow up with with them individually afterwards, Madam Chair.
All right. And I think there's a lot of tools that we can get from the adult system, because I think that's one of the things. I'm not a huge advocate for the adult system, but one of the things that I think that they do well is they do separate people that may have been co-actors or gang members or whatever. So there's a lot of policy there I think that we can follow. Okay. Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to kind of make a comment here on, and it's good to see that there's been a long association between the county and Wauwatosa and the program, but now see so much more coming out of the program. I just remembered when the board and we looked at trying to not have our youth go 300 miles to La Crosse and La Crosse area, and it's so good that they can stay here. Although one of the great factors always mentioned and somewhat mitigated by your comments, but still the comments are good, is that, you know, the families have less association the farther they travel away, and how difficult they're saying still so many families still have such little association, even though they're right in Milwaukee. But the fact that brothers and sisters, there can be some kind of association, they don't have to travel 300 miles to go see a brother or sister or something, it's got to be a plus. And that was a big thing that we commented on. And but I think what is very heartening to hear is that we have so many resources here in this community that they wouldn't have in La Crosse, more than likely. Mm-hmm. Running Rebels is not going to La Crosse, probably. So that's such a terrific plus. And anything we do to keep this program, and they're learning a lot by trial and error, and it's a difficult constituency to work with, but even the small successes to keep, so one life isn't wasted. It's a real plus for us. I'm great to see the program going so well and happy we have it here in Milwaukee County.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Smith, I'd like to respond, if I may. I'd like to also indicate that we were fortunate to have an agency like Running Rebels, because when we stop paying for their services, they continue with the youth in the community, and like a lot of our community
Running
agencies
Rebels
do. So I think that should be acknowledged, too, that our community agencies, in our community, work with these kids and continue to work with them even beyond our contractual obligation with us. I think that's great. Fantastic.
So as a wrap-up to this report, I know that we came in and we had some pretty lofty goals for ourselves. How do you think that we've done with that? And I know I heard you acknowledge that there was a glitch and that we're always constantly learning. But overall, what would you have said? Was it worth all those trips to Madison and the blizzards and the the countless hours trapping through the Capitol to get this done?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, absolutely. We're actually, like Mr. Weaver and myself and Mr. Colon will talk about, you know, we're not satisfied. We continue to be satisfied.
Right.
But if we look at an actual perspective, with the high-risk kids, with youth, they consider an exemplary program if you have a 25% success rate. Well, that's what we have. We have a little bit beyond 25%. But I want to, as Mr. Colon says to me often, he wants to challenge me, and I want to have at least a 50% success rate. So when I'm talking about disappointment, I'm talking about locally disappointment versus what the national standards are. I think this program could be outstanding, mm-hmm. and I think we've learned a lot, and I want to continue for that goal.
Very good.
Maybe unrealistic, but I want to continue for it.
Very good. All right. And I just want to take this opportunity to thank you and obviously your predecessor, Eric Moll, who really got the ball rolling on this. And I can't thank them without thanking our former board chair, Lee Holloway, who also worked very, very strenuously to get this done and allowed me the resources to be able to go to Madison. We spent so much time in Madison and attending different meetings and just really trying to get this done. And we actually had to change the state statutes, which is not an easy feat. And we were able to do that in order to have this program. I don't think it's wasted on these young men. And I know it's not wasted on you. So thank you, Director Colon and Mr. Wanta, really, for taking us and Running Rebels. I don't even know what we'd do in Milwaukee County without you guys. You're one of the unsung heroes in my eyes. I think you guys should shout it from the rooftops, all the great stuff that you do. But at the end of the day, it's just been really wonderful to watch this from fruition, from before fruition to now. And so we look forward to receiving another report from you. And when do you think you might have another report for us? this was another learning process because we were like July and then August and then September and then.
What would be the desire of the chair?
When will you have the next graduating class?
The next graduating, we have some that are finishing around April, I expect. I think somewhere between April and June is the next range.
Okay. So let's say July.
Yeah.
All right. July of 2014. We will have you guys come back and let us know how this group is, how their progress is continuing, and then how the next group.
Chair, may I respond?
Yes.
I thank you for your thoughts. I also want to recognize Eric Weaver for all he does.
Yes.
He is the program in a nutshell. But I also like to invite the members of this board to come and meet with the youth while they're in secure detention. Or I might misspeak, but I'm sure that Don Barnett and Eric would also be willing to have you meet with the youth in the community at one of their events that they have regularly at the Running Rebels building.
All right. Thank I'd like you. To do both, because hopefully I'll run into some of the
can
kids.
Can you send those invites to us, to our offices, please?
All right. So this was for informational purpose only.